So my name's Lucy Stevens. I'm a local Leicester-based artist. I work with sound and visuals. So my main inspiration is birds. So I'm really looking forward to working with Leicester Museum's bird skin collection, but also birds on mounts and bird eggs, to pull them out of the basement storage and show them to the public, and then create some contemporary artwork in response to them. So the project's moved on quite a bit. I think when we spoke, we were in Aylston Meadows. I was with my dog, Millie. It was quite cold, so it must have been the start of the year. But I think I still hadn't decided what artwork I was going to create, and already I've created quite a bit. So I've made 12 sculptures. So these are kind of A4 size sculptures. So A4 is like the size of printing paper. They'll be laid flat in two cabinets, and they will hold the museum's bird egg collection. So I've created the sculptures based on the colour of the bird, its conservation status, what type of predator attacks it. So it might be a sparrowhawk that eats a great tit or a blue tit. It might be a bullfinch trying to camouflage itself. So I've made 12 different sculptures already. So this has been made from zero formaldehyde MDF, so that it's safe to sit with the collections and have the actual bird eggs sat within the sculpture. So I'm quite excited to show these, because I've never, ever shown sculpture before. So it's a little bit nerve-wracking, but it's really exciting to be able to showcase something brand new. So what I'm hoping to get out of today is to really see what the bird skin collection looks like in the cases. I've got this idea that I'll have all the red birds together, all the yellow birds together, and all the blue birds together, but I don't actually know what it's going to look like, because I've only really seen the birds in their plastic bags. I have a list of them, but I don't really know what they'll look like together. In my mind, it'll be this, you know, big kind of vibrant you know, mixture of reds and yellows and blues, but I'm testing it out purely because I'd like to know in advance, and because of interpretation. So the exhibitions team need me to make a decision on the order of the birds so that they can figure out what the interpretation will look like. And I'm also having some photographs taken today, which hopefully will be added into the display of the exhibition. And I'm selecting birds on mounts as well. And that's because I'm making some wooden totems in response to them. So there's quite a lot to do today. I don't know if we're going to have time to do it all, but we'll see. I can always come back. So we're at Leicester Museum and Art Gallery today, and we are looking at the bird skins in the cabinets. We're just having photographs taken for the exhibition, which will be added to the graphics on the wall. So we've got all the drawers open. We're looking at birds on mounts, different bird skins, different colours, and just kind of staging some images. But later on, we'll be looking at appropriate cases and how the birds will be laid out in the cases as well. Well, it's the smell. The smell kind of hits me. I don't know if Heather's used to the smell.
No, you never get used to the smell of the chemicals that are used to preserve them. But then there's the wonder when you see them all in little rows.
Yeah, it's a chance. You'd never be able to, unless you were like taking part in bird ringing, you wouldn't be able to be this close to them, would you? And see the kind of details in the feather up close, and yeah, it's really fascinating. And the label just kind of adds that history to it, doesn't it? They're very, very delicate, very light. So, yeah, you have to be really careful getting them out of the bags, really.
So they're all kept in little bags, which help to protect them from insect infestations, which taxidermy collections are prone to getting. There are specific insects that will eat the feathers and the skin. So they're all in individual bags, in drawers, in locked cupboards, to protect as much as possible.
And they're all in really great condition by the looks of it. So.
And the one that I'm holding is the Golden Oriole, and that is from 1869, this specimen.
And I've got the Greater Spotted Woodpecker, and that's from 1983. It was found in Thurmaston Lane in Leicester.
Some of the collections come from specific people who had large collections that donated them to the museum. Some of the specimens, particularly later ones, will be individual specimens that perhaps someone found dead in their garden, or a cat caught, or was got run over by a car. And they come in and would have been mounted.
Yeah, that's normally the way. I'd say a lot of the collections I've seen, kind of local birds, are based in Leicester and Leicestershire. Yeah. And like you say, they normally collide with cars, windows, or get caught by cats. So it's, when people get upset about museum collections, you have to be clear that, these haven't been shot out of the sky.
The much older historic ones, there was a different belief in, collecting them.
Yeah, of course.
People would go out and want to collect one of each or 20 of each. But that was very much in the sort of 18th century, early 19th. It's certainly not how it's done now. Particularly with the specimens that are found in Leicester and Leicestershire for us, gives a clear idea of the types of activity that there is in this area over the last 100, 150 years. And across the country, all museums will have local collections like this, so it gives a much bigger picture. And we can look back on the records and see if specimens were much rarer or if they're much more common in the past. And it informs future for us to be able to see how many specimens there are around now.
And I think it's nice to be able to have, a variation of the same bird in the drawer as well, because you've got, probably, 10, 12 great spotted woodpeckers in there, and you can see that they're all different sizes. They might have slightly different variations in patterns or colouring on their chest.
Male and female juveniles as well. So we've got skins, which are just specimens that have been mounted flat, stuffed to give them some body shape. But we've also got mounted specimens on twigs and branches that have been mounted to look realistic, in a realistic pose. To give people more of an idea when they visit the museum of how the specimen might look in the wild.
Yeah.
I'm just going to pop and get my little coloured stickers whilst
Prem's
still here.
Yeah.
I'll just give a couple of minutes and then we can start.
So I've already selected which bird skins I'm going to use in the cabinets. So we're just having photos taken today. We're going to look at the cabinets that the birds will go in. We'll take them out of their bags and display them in the cabinets. Make a decision about that today. And then we can let Simon in Design know, because obviously there needs to be some interpretation that goes with it. So we think we'll number the birds, and then we'll just have the name of the bird on a sign outside, because we don't want to crowd the cabinet, really. And then I've brought a sculpture with me today, and I'm going to test that in the cabinet, see what that looks like. And I'm going to select four birds on mounts as well, because I'm going to create four totems which relate to the bird. So they'll relate to the bird's colour, its conservation status, its habitat, its behaviour, that type of thing. So, yeah, I've really moved on since our first conversation. Lots has happened. So I'm looking at kind of colour coding. So I'm looking at red, yellow and blue, so kind of the main primary colours, and kind of making... I'm still looking at categorising the collection using colour, so that's still my main theme, and that's how the birds will be on display. And I've created some colour charts as well, which look at... really simple colour charts that look at the colour of the bird, and then the colour, the traffic light colour of its conservation status. So if I'm looking at a bullfinch, I'll look at red, and then I'll look at its conservation status, which is amber, so have those two colours together, and then another bird and another bird, and then I've combined that into one piece. So you'll see some quite bold kind of abstract pieces there, along with you know, the birds in the cabinets and some sculptures. And I'm really excited about showing the sculptures because I've never shown sculpture before, so this will be a first for me, really. It's really exciting.
Right.
Just going to see what this looks like in that other cabinet down there.
Okay, yep. My name's Heather Southall. I'm the collections manager for the museum service, and I am responsible for the care, storage and display of the collections within the service. I've been liaising with Lucy as part of her exhibition by helping her to choose specimens that fit into her remit. It's invaluable to us. It means that we can get out collections that we wouldn't ordinarily be able to get out because they don't fit into any of our current exhibition strand. It means that the public get to see a really interesting variety of collections that they might not realise that we have in store, and also have hopefully a bit of an understanding of why we collect and why we might have these collections. It will hopefully encourage questions for us about our collections, and we'll be able to inform and educate the public along the way.
Green woodpecker, because of its head.
Oh,
okay. It's got a red head.
Museums across the country all have their own individual collections, and they will all have collections that are a lot of them will have taxidermy collections or furniture collections or social history collections. And the importance of that to the country and to the regions within that with your local museums is invaluable, because what we are doing is being able to keep for future generations ephemera and objects that people might not necessarily see as important to keep. Obviously, Picassos and, you know, artworks that go on display, it's very obvious why we keep those and display those, because they're lovely to look at, but some of the collections aren't quite so obvious. And the taxidermy, our entomological collections, which are the insects, and social history, which might not be so pretty, the importance of that in terms of historical what we used to collect, what we collect now, because we don't always collect the same things. The research that people can do on those collections, which inform how life was like in the past and how that links to future times, is also invaluable. The collections that we collect, which are local to Leicester and Leicestershire, are part of the history and heritage of this region. They belong to the people. We just hold them for them as an important storage and repository of the past moving into the future. Because I'm the collections manager and I have a conservation and restoration background, not a curatorial background. So from my point of view, when I look at collections, it shows me the scope of what we've got, because I don't necessarily go into these cabinets all the time, because I don't need to unless they're being used for an exhibition. So in terms of being able to see what we've got, I haven't been into every cabinet here, so every time I open a cabinet or a drawer, I'm seeing something new, even though I've been here 20 years, and for me that's magical, because I have the privilege of being able to look into the back storage areas. But it's also in terms of a documentation exercise. What I see is this is a huge documentation. It's not a project, because it is documented, but it's a resource. And we have a lot of researchers who come and look at our collections and study it or take DNA samples from it. So our collection and the other collections around the country are used much more broadly. So even if they're not looked at by the public, they're still a really important resource to keep.
The best positioning is... we need to do it in advance just because of interpretation panels and stuff like that. Just see what they look like. Nice to do it.
Sorry, all the noisy shoes. Be ruining you.
No, not at all.
Is there any you're more worried about that you'd want to do first in case we run out of time? Or...
Let's go for reds then. Yeah. So
Robin, bullfinch, chaffinch.
Yeah.
Okay,
So we've got a robin, which is just, it's there.
That's the robin. Okay. Bullfinch is 401.
401,
the next cabinet?
Yeah, that's the next one. Yeah.
Chaffinch is 402, so that's this cabinet as well. We need to get them caught and the plastic folded within the card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm pleased we've done that because that would be, well, obviously we need it for interpretation, but...
So are they all going in these cases?
Yeah, I've got three of them.
This size case?
Yeah. Because the tabletop ones will be used for the sculptures that will hold the birds.
Oh, yes, the eggs.
Yeah. Because there's 12 of those. I need more space.
I've sent in a request for the loan of the...
Oh, the Firecrest egg.
But I haven't heard that.
Fingers crossed. I did look for replicas, but I can't find anything. And I've got a horrible feeling if I end up getting something that's...
Yes, yeah, I'm fine. So I'll email you and we can book in another session to do yellow and blue. And
I'll get Spencer in to just look at cases. But yeah, I think that's...
Let's get in there. Awesome.
Thank you.
I know we've taken up
more
of your time than
you've been. No, it's okay. I am horrendously busy coming up, so I shall do my...
So today we didn't have enough time. I think there was way too much to do, and I overestimated probably how much time the team had. So I think it went well, though. I think I thought that the birds in the cabinets would look more vibrant than they do. I still think they do look vibrant, but obviously, looking at the birds, you realise you don't have many red birds, because that's all we got around to doing today was the red birds. So, you know, you'll have birds that have red heads, like the green woodpecker and the goldfinch. Obviously, you've got the robin with its red breast and you've got the bullfinch, but when... birds die, obviously their colours fade a little bit, so it's not this kind of bright, kind of vibrant collection of colours that I thought it would be. It's probably a bit muted, a bit more quiet, but I think the specimens do look really great together, and I'm really pleased with how we've laid them out. And yeah, the birds on mounts I think look really great, and I'm really excited to see how they'll pair with the totems that I create. But yeah, we'll need to come back and see what the yellow and the blue birds look like, and also select mounts for sculptures and mounts for the birds on mounts as well. Felt really good. I mean, obviously I've handled them before and I've photographed them. Well, Bill Neusinger photographed them for me, so we've gone through them before, and it's always quite a kind of quick rushed process, but it's nice to be able to kind of remind myself of why I'm doing it, really, is to be able to showcase these birds to other people. You know, I've handled them a few times now, but it still feels really special to be able to do that, to be able to get up really close to them and just to kind of see that detail and just realize how delicate they are. Yeah, and I think this whole show is just about kind of elevating them, really, to the public and creating contemporary artwork to celebrate them. Yeah, they're really, really beautiful specimens, and I hope other people can see that and appreciate that and want to learn more about them.